Israel's defense ministry has ordered an immediate end to the practice of demolishing the family homes of Palestinian suicide bombers or gunmen. Israel has employed the practice for decades despite international criticism. More than 600 Palestinian dwellings have been destroyed since the latest escalation of Israeli-Palestinian fighting began in September of 2000. That's left more than 4,000 people homeless. A military committee formed to examine the practice found that it did more harm than good by generating hostility toward Israel. The order doesn't end all home demolitions. For example, Israel will continue to knock down buildings from which Palestinian attacks are launched. Nonetheless, the move is significant. Greg Myrie is covering the story for the New York Times. He says there were a number of factors in Israel's decision.
The military set up a committee 4 months ago to examine this, so they were thinking about it already. The level of violence has come down, so the Israelis in turn were destroying fewer houses, and they were reexamining this policy as they have done in the past. The fact that this committee has made this recommendation and the military acted on it very quickly seemed to be linked at least a little bit to the mood we're seeing now of the truce that's been declared and the goodwill gestures we're seeing on both sides. However, the military was very clear that they were reexamining this policy several months ago.
The committee found that the demolitions were not just a deterrent, but in some way used to appease public opinion, in essence to settle scores. Was there anyone on the committee or in the military that argued for the need to continue the practice?
We haven't seen the full report, so we don't know all the details, but we do know certainly that there's been this ongoing argument, not only among elements in the military and the political echelon, but also among in the media and among human rights groups about the various effectiveness of a policy like this. Israel's military has argued that this has served as a deterrent, and there have been cases where Palestinian fathers have turned in their sons either to Israeli or Palestinian authorities, knowing that their sons plan to carry out an attack. Part of the reason, it seems, in some of these cases was they feared that if their sons did carry out an attack, their family home might in turn be destroyed. So there have been cases like this, but it seemed this committee found that that was a minority number of cases, and more often than not, such actions were just increasing hatred and hostility towards Israel, and so therefore the effectiveness has been called into question.
How are the demolitions carried out, and how does the military decide when to apply the policy?
What we've seen typically in the past couple years would be, for example, a suicide bombing in Israel. And often, within an hour or two, the Palestinians may even announce who was responsible for that attack. And perhaps even a few hours later, perhaps even the night following the suicide bombing, Israeli bulldozers would roll into a Palestinian city or town and level the house. In many cases, the residents would say they would have only a few minutes warning. Nobody would tell them anything in advance. They would hear the bulldozers coming. The bulldozers might pull up outside, tell them to leave. People would run outside in the clothes they were wearing, and that was about it.
And the military has said that they can reinstate this practice, if necessary. Under what conditions?
Yes, the military, in announcing the fact that they were halting this, also says if circumstances change, we can resume it. And again, we've seen a bit of that in the past. During the 1990s, when it was relatively calm and the sides were holding peace talks, Israel refrained from these kinds of actions. But they picked it up again 3 years ago when the violence started accelerating. So the military is not by any means calling this off entirely and is not rejecting this as a potential tactic that they could use in the future.
Greg Myrie, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Greg Myrie is a correspondent for The New York Times.